The North Carolina Department of Transportation presented its proposed Mitchell County Secondary Road Improvement Plan for 2007-2008 to the county at the April Commissioners meeting on Monday. District Engineer Doug McNeil told commissioners their priority paving plan will total 2.95 miles and will include Battle Branch, Herb McKinney, Raccoon Branch Roads, and a portion of Swafford Gap Road. These roads are unpaved. The estimated cost will be $525,000, and a safety project from DOT will be the widening of South Mitchell Avenue in Bakersville to improve access to Bowman Middle School. The estimated cost will be $200,000. McNeil talked about the number of unpaved roads in the county.
We currently have 67 roads that are unpaved in Mitchell County. Of those, 38 we have tried to pave in the past, but we've been unable to get right-of-way from the property owners to be able to improve it to a two-lane paved road. At this point, we have 26 roads that we continue to work towards acquiring right-of-way so we can do needed improvements. This is a voluntary program. If people would like us to pave our roads, if they come up on priority, we go out and meet with them and set some lines and try to acquire the needed right-of-way to do the improvements. However, at the end of the day, it's not a mandatory program. If they choose not to donate the right-of-way needed to improve the road to a two-lane paved road, then we go to the next road on the list that's up for paving. To compare Mitchell County to the other counties in the district, Burke County has just about completed their unpaved road paving program. Rutherford County has close to 80 roads that we haven't tried to acquire right-of-way on, and McDowell is getting very close to having everything paved as well. They're right in line with everybody else, maybe a little bit ahead of Rutherford, but also it's very expensive to pave unpaved roads in Mitchell County due to the proximity to asphalt plants, as well as with the steep grade in the area. It's not an easy proposition sometimes to get two lanes to everybody.
Doug McNeil, Department of Transportation, District Engineer. Yancey County will have their secondary road hearing on May 8th. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.